Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect, I'm joined by Warren Phelan, manager with the Circular Economy Programme with the EPA. Warren, you're welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the programme?
Yes, well, the programme works on trying to change the behaviours and change the transition that's on in Ireland from a linear economy to a circular economy. So we do everything from monitoring data and reporting on waste data streams and circular economy indicators. We have partnerships with organisations to try and improve their circular economy activities and support those. We have funding available to businesses who are looking to develop new circular economy enterprises. We work in the area of green public procurement. We've developed technical guidance to support specific sectors on the transition to a circular economy and how to try and reduce their waste. We also have, with a competent authority, for regulatory measures like byproducts and end of waste, which is all really about, you know, declassifying waste and supporting resource use and better resource use in the Irish economy.
Okay, and the reason that we're speaking to you, Warren, is that the EPA have recently published their latest figures on packaging waste in Ireland. How are we doing?
Yeah, the figures show that there's a continuing and concerning high growth of our packaging waste. So in 2021, which is the year we're reporting for, we generated over 1.2 million tonnes of packaging waste. So this is the fifth year in a row that the total packaging waste generation has exceeded a million. And, you know, it's a continuing trend and it shows, you know, high growth and high consumption rates in the economy. And this continued trend is actually starting to undermine our recycling. So what we see over the last number of years is, you know, continuing efforts and really good efforts to continue our recycling rates. But that's beginning to now be undermined by the high rates of generation. So simply the growth rate of packaging waste in total is exceeding our growth in recycling. And as a result, our recycling rates are actually starting to decline for our overall packaging. So for some of our packaging streams, we're still performing well, like our paper, our cardboard, glass and our metals. For other packaging fractions like plastics, we're well off target and are certainly at risk of meeting our targets in 2025. And as a result, our overall packaging target is now starting to decline. So that's a concern and something that we really want to focus on, that generation and trying to tackle generation to really, you know, support our transition to a circular economy and support us in trying to achieve and meet our targets.
Is there any indication, Warren, as to what is driving that growth?
Well, when we look at this, I think the first thing we always look at is the economy and how is the economy performing. So waste and the economy are very much linked together. And what we see is that when we kind of map our packaging waste growth for the last 5 or 6 years against economic indicators, we see a very strong linkage together. So as the economy has been performing well since, you know, 2016 and right up to present day, we see that packaging waste and other waste streams have grown, you know, in parallel with that. So that is one of our key drivers. We know from European kind of reports and indicators that we are a high consumer economy, you know, and that's coming through in our waste data. And, you know, the picture is for the last 5 years of kind of continuous and sustained high growth. And, you know, an 11% growth in 2021 compared to 2020 is very significant. As a result, then, we're starting to see that impact on, you know, our recycling rates for this particular waste stream.
So clearly 2021, you know, we were in COVID times as well. That obviously had an impact there.
COVID did have an impact, but I think what we see is that when we look at the packaging waste stream, if we broke it into kind of household versus non-household, the business industry sectors, we may have seen a slight drop off from packaging waste from the business industry areas. But we actually saw the converse then happen on the household side, where household packaging would have increased. So overall, you know, it kind of balanced itself out, really. More of us were at home, obviously, doing more online purchasing and shopping and, you know, generating more packaging as a result of that. And what we've seen now with other waste streams is, as we've moved out of COVID, that I suppose the high growth and high high rates of consumption are returning, and you know, that's the challenge that we're facing now, and we need to really kind of focus our efforts on looking at generation to try and move the dial on this on a system basis, so that we can put in measures in place that will have impact and start to, you know, change the direction of growth.
Yeah, because we've probably never been in a period of time before where we've had such a focus on climate action and getting that message out that we need to be reducing, reusing, recycling and taking, I suppose, personal accountability for our waste. Is the message getting lost?
Well, there's lots of messages out there, and the listeners and the consumers are being, you know, there's messages coming from them at all different types of direction. I suppose it's important to try and keep our messages simple here, and what we want people to continue to do is we want them to continue to recycle. So anything that they are generating in waste, we want them to separate those materials. We want them to put them into the right bin and ensure that, you know, good quality material are not ending up in the general bin, and as a result impacting on our recycling rate and those materials that could be recycled not being recycled. But I suppose the greater challenge is the first two items that you mentioned in that catchphrase, to reduce and to reuse. Reduce and to reuse are certainly more challenging. And what we would like to see is, you know, more reusable packaging coming into the Irish market for consumers to have those options. So things like having reusable and refill stations in shops. We see it in some shops now, like cosmetic stores, some food items are now being available in some shops. But we'd really like to see this being mainstream, because with the presence of this, it means that the whole supply chain is then begins to shift, and we're providing different types of packaging containers to provide these products and foodstuffs to people. And it needs to be straightforward for people. They need to be able to pick up reusable containers, fill these up, take them home, be able to bring them back. We need to normalize it so that it's not a challenge or a chore. If it's a challenge or a chore, it's going to be very difficult for it to have that kind of impact. And I suppose we're calling on our industry, our manufacturing producers. We're calling on those big organizations that sit at the top of supply chains, like our big retail outlets who handle and purchase an awful lot of packaging products, to make that shift and to support consumers in that shift away from continuous packaged materials. And what we've seen in other member states is these kind of reusable and refill stations. I think we've all encountered them in other countries or other jurisdictions, so it can be done. And we would like to see it become more prevalent and more mainstreamed in all of our shops here in Ireland. And that would be a shift in the supply chain, and it would certainly have that kind of impact. We'd also encourage our producers and manufacturers to be looking at the packaging products that they put out currently, and to be looking at lightweighting those designs, so reducing the amount of materials actually in the packaging product in the first instance, and then of the materials that they're actually using, that these are, you know, as much as possible, if not entirely, fully recyclable, so that we're avoiding those single-use plastics that we're going to find difficult or almost impossible to recycle.
A huge body of work. Warren, if people want to find out more information about the EPA or about the work that you do there on the Circular Economy Programme, where can they find more information?
Yeah, there's lots of information on our website and epa.ie, and on our social media channels, we're regularly putting out outputs from the work what we're doing, whether that's in behavioural change items, whether that's new data or new studies that we've done. Yeah, we'd encourage as many of your listeners to follow us on our social media channels to pick up on all the latest information we're putting out there.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.